both knowing.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 590. Jason Lindgren is with me as always, and Dr. Robert Selig, who will go by Dr. Robert for all you Beatles fans out there. And we're going to be talking. This is kind of a follow-up. We've done covering the damage of basically the poisons that are in us, heavy metals, toxins, just basically poisons and the effects that it's having in our world. We covered some ways to go about removing them. In a way, this is a higher level information from Dr. Selig, Dr. Robert, about testing and other things. And so if you are in the middle of detoxing or getting ready to try to detox poisons out of your body, this will be good information for you to have. Anyhow, welcome, Jason.
And a hot and humid good morning.
All right, Dr. Robert, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for having me.
Do you want to give out any information before we jump in here? Website, anything?
You know, you can find a lot of my videos on YouTube. Back to Natural Health is my website. And so if you can do a little bit more digging into me, I've put out a lot of videos on minerals, on hair testing, on more esoteric subjects as well.
All right. So we've done it more than once, ways to try to flush your body out. And what was interesting is when you and I met, you started saying not so fast. You need to know a little bit about minerals. So let's talk about the importance of minerals for an opener here in terms of what it means to detox and depoison your body.
Yeah. So when we're thinking about minerals, they really are the cosmic spark of life. So minerals are the spark plugs of the body. And to bring that point home, when we look at conception, when that zinc-loaded sperm hits the ovum, hits the egg, science will say that's the zinc spark of life. And that's exactly what it is. It's the spark of life. So minerals truly are the spark of life, running every aspect of our biochemistry, influencing our physiology, pathology, our psychology. So minerals are profound in its effect on all the enzymes in the body. And so when we think about all the markers of physiology, we're looking at, you know, you need your mineral cofactors to run your methylation, your glucuronidation, your acetylation, your phosphorylation. So minerals have a profound effect on every aspect of human physiology. This is why we need to know how important these minerals are, because they're just not dead rock, you know, floating in space. Minerals have that cosmic force that brings life to carbon chemistry. So when we think of carbon chemistry, we're mostly carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. That's fire, water, air, earth. And to amalgamate those four elements together, you need the minerals to bring carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, so you become a human. So that's how important the minerals are. That's why they're a kingdom.
So when we first met, Doctor, you were talking about if people are short on certain minerals, jumping into a detox might not go the way you thought. And I want to mention a thing before you respond to that. We had a guest on, actually a couple, that were not down with supplements at all. And here's my issue with that. I do agree that if you're going to do supplements, you better make sure you get quality. Wandering into a CVS, we've covered this. It's not the best stuff. But for my case, I realized I was short on magnesium and other things. I had arthritis coming on hard. As soon as I took a niacin, and I take magnesium every day, my arthritis was gone. Now, to flip this back over to you, you mentioned, I think it was the big four minerals that you're really going to need. Maybe it was two, I've forgotten, if you're going to go down the detox road.
Okay, so we got to kind of break that down. So we got to understand most adults are poor eliminators. When I say poor eliminators, they have a hard time removing the toxic metals because they don't have the adrenal reserves. You need energy to mobilize a toxic metal. You need to have patency in the organs of detoxification, specifically your liver and kidneys. Most adults are walking around with fibrosed and scarred up and fatty livers and kidneys. So the two main organs of detoxification are already compromised, plus the energy levels in the body are not at the best. Poor thyroid function, poor adrenal function. And then you have to be in parasympathetic to detox. Most are in sympathetic overdrive, go, 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 climbing, you know, the ladder of success and keep doing and going. And that's driving us into burnout. So to really detox, we got to get into parasympathetic. We have to make sure the organs of elimination are more functional. And we got to, you know, really just make sure that the adrenal reserves are picking up, because it takes a lot of energy to mobilize out a metal. And so if you have a toxic metal in you, perhaps it's cadmium, cadmium can pinch hit for zinc in one enzyme. And as it pinch hits for zinc, it'll keep you alive. It's a replacement part. Replacement parts aren't doing the full job of what zinc can do, but in one enzyme, it can keep you alive. So if you start pulling out these metals too quick, too fast, you're going to crash and burn. Furthermore, if we're trying to go after, let's say, mercury, because everyone's been exposed to mercury. So we know mercury, they used mercury to treat syphilis back in the day. They put it in our mouths because mercury is an antibiotic. So if we start chelating out the mercury too quick, too fast, and we haven't addressed these chronic infections, you start pulling out the mercury, then you're going to inflame these infections, and then you got to deal with that. So this is why we want to make sure we get the preferred minerals on board. And when we're talking about the preferred minerals, we're talking about calcium and magnesium, sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. We're also talking about the trace elements of iron, copper, zinc, manganese, as well as selenium and boron and chromium and lithium. So we got to have these nutrient minerals on board before we start really hit the detox hard. So that's why it's important to understand these minerals are absolutely paramount for the health of every aspect of our human physiology. So we don't want to go too quick, too fast with the detox and start taking all these chelating elements before we address the mineral matrix.
All right, let's cut this down into simple English so that people don't get lost. I followed you pretty well, but you said some words there that I would need to look up. So you mentioned the Fab Four. Am I correct in assuming that if I want to go down a detox road, I would be well advised to be certain that I was flush with calcium, magnesium, sodium, and zinc?
Absolutely. So I would say I try to look at the quality. So when we're looking at pairs, we're looking at the calcium magnesium ratio. And when you think calcium magnesium, every time a muscle contracts, calcium contracts, magnesium relaxes. That's kind of the essence of calcium magnesium. Sodium potassium sets the whole electrical grid for the body. So the Fab Four, calcium magnesium, sodium potassium, is involved in any time you think, blink, eat, or do anything, because that's what instigates an action potential of your nervous system. So we have to have quality in the Fab Four. Then you need those other trace elements, which is a whole nother kind of layer to this thing. So we have the macro minerals. So you got seven macro minerals, and we're just talking about four, the cations. And then those have to be in balance. When they're not in balance, it's going to be hard to detox. So that's why we want to be able to really establish the mineral matrix to bring some harmony to it, so our nervous system is flowing. So all the functions that calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium are running, think of every excitable tissue. So when we think of cardiac stuff, muscles, brain, smooth muscles, all excitable tissue are dependent on the Fab Four. That's why we got to have more of a balance within the mineral matrix before we go after mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, et cetera.
So for the average person out there that wants to detox, you're well advised to make sure you're flush with calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, or the Fab Four, as you put it forward, which is easy for people to remember. If you say Dr. Roberts Fab Four, you can remember calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. Is this going to be something that you want to take as a supplement? Are there foods that are going to fit the bill here? Or what's the best way for people to go out and start to make sure they're up to spec with those four nutrients?
So that's where we have to be able to assess the mineral matrix. And the best test is the hair analysis that's going to tell us the quality of calcium magnesium. So the hair analysis is going to tell us about the individual minerals. Are they too high? Are they too low? Are they within normal ranges? So that would be each individual mineral. But more importantly, it's going to tell us about the ratios. So when we see the calcium magnesium ratio, that should be around a 7-to-1 ratio. Once it goes above a 10-to-1 or drops below a 5-to-1 or a 4-to-1 ratio, then we know that calcium magnesium, that synergistic antagonistic relationship of calcium magnesium, isn't firing on all cylinders. So your nervous system is going to be dysregulated. And the same with sodium and potassium. So that's why when we're going after detox, we need to analyze the mineral matrix. So if we want to raise sodium, then that's where we may need a little copper, a little manganese to help raise the sodium. But if your sodium is too high, we need to lower the sodium. That's where we're going to come in with zinc. Zinc will lower the sodium. So that's why it's an art and a science. It's a mineral balancing program as we understand the relationships between certain minerals. So if I want to raise calcium, copper will help raise calcium. Copper will help raise sodium. But if we have too high of a calcium, too high or too low, or too high of sodium or too high of calcium, then copper will be contraindicated. So that's why we need to have a window into our mineral matrix. And the hair analysis is the greatest test that allows us to understand the minerals, the individual minerals, the mineral ratios, as well as the toxic metals. And more importantly, it tells us about the mineral patterns. Mineral patterns are the most interesting, fascinating aspect of a hair analysis. It will tell us, are we in a sympathetic dominant pattern? If you're in a sympathetic dominant pattern, it's hard to detox. We got to get into parasympathetic. So then we can prescribe nutrients to help lower the calcium, to help raise the potassium, to get us out of that sympathetic dominant pattern. So that's why we really want to look at the hair analysis to put together a program to address the patient's strengths, weaknesses, toxicities, and mineral ratios and mineral patterns. Hopefully that made sense.
Okay, so we're talking about doing the hair test, which I did for my family, and we found out, particularly my wife, she was chalked solid on every metal that they measured for. The point I'm making is you can hit the bullseye twice with one arrow with the hair test. If I'm not mistaken, it will tell you what terrible things are in you, heavy metals, but it will also do the mineral analysis that you're referencing?
Yes, it's going to really tell us, again, it's going to tell us about the quantity of the minerals, but quantity is half the story. It's about the quality. That's the mineral ratios. So that's why we always want to look at these mineral ratios. And Dr. Paul Eck, who was a brilliant biochemist, who is the pioneer of hair analysis, who understood healthy ratios and healthy levels of minerals. And he got a lot of his information from Dr. Kervian, Luis Kervian. He was a professor, a nominee for the Nobel Prize. This was a brilliant man who understood transmutation and the transmutation going from sodium to magnesium, because sodium has 11 protons, magnesium has 12 protons. So when you change the proton, you change the element. And he noticed that this transmutation is happening all day long, that doesn't require nuclear reactors or particle accelerators, that this transmutation was happening in low energy states, mostly in the mitochondria. And so that's where Dr. Paul Eck got a lot of these ratios from. He got the sodium magnesium ratio from Dr. Kervian's work. He got the calcium potassium ratio from Dr. Kervian's work, because he understood that transmutation. So when you have potassium, that has 19 protons, that's what makes it potassium. Calcium has 20 protons. So with the essence of water, hydrogen and oxygen and microbes, this transmutation is happening all the time. But the point being is, Dr. Paul Eck, that brilliant biochemist, got a lot of his mineral ratios from the work of Dr. Kervian, who was an amazing, he's a top-notch scientist, who understood that transmutation, that alchemical process that's going on in our physiology. That's verboten to talk about alchemy in science because they don't want to hear about transmutation and alchemy that's happening all the time. So this is where you just became bean counters and never looked at the energy behind what's going on with these minerals in our biochemistry.
It's almost like, say, someone's at their peak health when they're 16 or something. If they got tested and all this was noted, that could almost be a reference for the rest of your life. Or is that wrong? Does that ratio change as you get older? Or the ratios that you have when you're young and splendid, would that be a good benchmark for when you're older?
Well, it's going to change all the time. So most children are in fast oxidations, which is good. All children should be in fast oxidation. That's where we want you to be. When a child hits around 10, 11, 12, they're going to go into slow oxidation. Most adults are in slow oxidation. So to define slow oxidation, that's going to be high calcium, high magnesium, low sodium, low potassium. That would be slow oxidation. Now, slow oxidation, most adults should be in mild slow oxidation. But when you start to go into moderate slow oxidation, extreme slow oxidation, then you're getting into real burnout scenarios where the adrenals and the thyroid, the energy producing stuff isn't working. And so that's why the body's going to be shifting as we go on a detoxification program, as we go on a mineral balancing program. We're going to be changing things all the time. That's why we want to do serial hair testing analysis, because you can be in slow oxidation. You start dumping mercury. Mercury is going to cause sodium to go rogue. And then all of a sudden you're in fast oxidation. Then we got to change the program to adjust to that fast oxidation. So I threw a lot at you. I'll let you digest that.
All right, let's cut to the chase here. You've stated that the best way to get tested is what you call HTMA, which is hair testing, which is better to get an idea of the elements that you're lacking or that you have, as well as the toxins that are in you, a better way to go at it over blood. That's correct, right?
Absolutely. Blood is a transport medium, and the blood cannot really waver in its pH. It needs to be staying at 7.3 to 7.4 because it's moving the blood and the oxygen and the goodies to every tissue in you. So blood is going to be very stable. So for example, you have about 25,000 milligrams of total magnesium in the body. Out of that 25,000 magnesium ions in the body, only 1% is in the blood. So if a blood test will usually come back normal, and that means, oh, you're fine, your magnesium status is just hunky-dory. But in essence, it's not looking at the 99% of the magnesium. So we want to be able to look at the tissue because biochemistry happens in the tissues, not the blood. The blood tells us things. It tells us about leukemias, anemias, liver enzymes, which is all great, but it doesn't tell us about the mineral matrix. And more importantly, it doesn't tell us about the ratios of calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, iron, copper, zinc. So that's why we want to be able to assess the mineral matrix using a tissue biopsy. And that tissue biopsy, we use hair. And hair really is the greatest way to analyze the mineral matrix. But not all labs are created equal. There's two labs in the country that I recommend. That's Analytical Research Labs and Trace Elements, because they don't wash the hair sample. When you wash the hair sample to remove the debris with an acetone or alcohol, what they're doing is they're washing away the sodium and the potassium and the zinc. So you'll never get accurate readings on some of the most important ratios in minerals in the body. That's why labs matter. And that's why blood is really a horrible marker for analyzing the mineral matrix. Now, on occasion, you may see calcium showing low on a blood test. Maybe you'll see magnesium showing low on a blood test. That's almost when it's a little bit too late. We want to be able to address the deficiencies before it's showing in the blood. Now, if it does show in the blood, that's not a death sentence either, because that can be repaired. So that's why we want to be able to analyze the mineral matrix, the mineral grid, with using serial hair tissue analysis to really be able to adjust our nutrient programs and detoxification strategies as we move forward in trying to balance out the mineral matrix.
So people listening who are going to be serious about this are probably going to say, I want to do the hair test. Is that something you provide?
Well, I do hair testing, but I take on patients as a full load. So I'm looking for the patients that really need their hand held to guide them through to understand. When you're going through a metal dump, you may think you're dying. I have to be able to analyze, is this patient just being aggravated, going through a Herx reaction, an aggravation, a healing crisis? Because we're going to hit the speed bump. We're going to hit that fork in the road. You know, when you hit the speed bump and you go through a detox reaction, I have to be able to discern that, A, it's not cancer, you're not dying, that it actually is a healing reaction. So that's why I'm going to work with people that really need a set of trained eyes in their corner to monitor them. So if all of a sudden they're going through a metal dump and they get a headache or they get a skin flare up or they get anxiety or they just feel god awful, I have to understand that, yeah, you're going through a mercury dump or a copper dump. So I need to be able to placate that so they don't quit the program and run off to the medic and get an antibiotic or get an antidepressant. So I can come in and placate whatever aggravation is going on with tissue salts, with homeopathic remedies, with maybe upping the coffee enemas, with maybe taking time off from the minerals just to give your body a break. So there's many little strategies as we move forward.
Doctor, how long have you been doing this for, and have you noticed any significant change in the majority of people over that period of time?
Yeah, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I personally have gone through more copper dumps in the first 10 years of doing hair testing. I would go through major copper dumps. Every time that I dumped the metal, I knew I was dumping out my cancer, my brain diseases. And every time I went through a metal dump, I may have gotten aggravated for a day or two. But then after the metal dump, my energy, my brain thinking got much improved. My sleep was improved. My digestion was improved. My psychology was improved. My attitude and the way I looked at the world actually improved. So when you go through metal dumps, it can be tough, but that's why it's got to be like a controlled demolition so we know what we're doing. Because if I was to remove all the mercury from you, if I was magically able to remove every ion of mercury from all the organs, tissues, and glands, and I took that same mercury that I just magically removed, I put it in a syringe, inject it back into you, you would die. The body knows how to layer these metals as an adaptation to keep you alive. So as we go through this breakdown of these metals, we're going to do it in series. You're not going to dump all the mercury in one shot. You may dump the mercury, then your body will go into a settle down phase. And then once the adrenals pick up, sodium, potassium start to rise, then you're going to go through another metal dump. And that next metal, it may be mercury, it may be lead. That we don't know which metal is going to come out, but the all-seeing brain is always guiding us. It will never put you in harm's way. That's why we don't want to force these metals out. We want to do it systematically and intelligently so we can minimize the aggravations as we remove lead, arsenic, mercury, whatever the metal.
So you're interested, or what you get involved in, is people going for the full ride. I know people are going to contact Rose wanting to do the hair testing. Is there a way that we can have her be able to refer people in some direction to do that if that's what they're interested in?
Yeah, because I know a lot of practitioners that just do hair analysis and they're not going to run you with a stool test and a complete blood profile or a hormone profile, because I like to see the hair test and compare it to the blood. So if we're looking at blood and we see the markers of inflammation, the hair test is going to tell you about inflammation. It's not going to tell you that you have a rheumatoid arthritis or a gastritis or a hepatitis. But the hair test, when you have a low sodium potassium ratio, That's indicative of inflammation, chronic inflammation, the chronic infections. We're all walking around with about 10 or so chronic infections that we got from day one. So we have to be able to build the body up so we can deal with these chronic infections. And then when we're removing mercury, those chronic infections won't get flared up. So that's why it's like a really, it's an art and science to balancing out the mineral matrix. So if someone just wants hair testing, yes, I can refer them to some good practitioners that just do that.
All right. We should have Rose armed and ready to do that. For everyone listening, one of the things that I realized when I met the doctor is he can do the whole planetary to the metal thing, which we're going to do later on. But Rose pinged me and she wanted to get your take on the cell salts. We've covered the cell salts and I'm not asking for a full blown launch off the course run here. But how do you feel about the cell salts?
I couldn't practice mineral balancing without the tissue salts. They are amazing. So if someone has a calcium shell, they got very high calcium, that calcium is going to get us all in the end. So who modulates calcium? Magnesium is the main modulator of calcium, but sodium, potassium keep calcium in solution. When calcium precipitates out of solution, that becomes all your deposition diseases. That's your gallstones, your kidney stones, your arthritis, your plaquing in the brain, your arteriosclerosis, your atherosclerosis. So calcium has to always be regulated and modulated. So if we see a high calcium shell, I'm going to prescribe a lot of the tissue salts to help bring intelligence to calcium metabolism. So I'll come in with calcium phosphate, calcium sulfate, calcium fluoride. And these tissue salts are absolutely beautiful to add intelligence into the mineral matrix. Because when I give you a tissue salt, that's only one part per million. But out of that one part per million of, let's say, calcium, you're getting the highest quality calcium that doesn't go through digestion. It gets immediately absorbed when you put it in your mouth. It will be absorbed through the body, passing the blood-brain barrier to affect calcium metabolism in the body. So I love these tissue salts, and I love using homeopathy, especially when we're going through aggravations.
All right. So now I've got to go down this road because I, too, am a big fan. There's a book out there that's on our book list. I think it's called The Salts of Salvation for people who are interested in this. It's a big deal. Part of my problem is over time, people have scrambled information. And I'm not telling you that it's wrong, but I'm telling you we lost something from the level we were at once before Rockefellerization of our world. But to get back to the point, I want to ask you a couple questions. Which cell salt are you down with? Do you know the brand?
You know, the brands that I use right now, I'm using, I have a few brands that I'm using. I have this cell salt kit from Organics Apothecary, and this has all the tissue salts. So it's got more than just the 12 original tissue salts. It's got 33. So if I'm giving someone zinc, so children are so deficient in zinc, so if I give a child 15 milligrams of zinc, that may provoke some nausea and they don't want to take it. It just makes them feel not great. So I may come in with zinc in a tissue salt in a 6X potency, and that will help build up the zinc pool in the body. Like I said, it adds intelligence into the mineral matrix, and especially with the zinc. So I will prescribe these tissue salts depending on the case, because I use these all the time. But to answer your question, I use Highlands tissue salts, and then I use my favorite is this Organics Apothecary, which has all the tissue salts. So there's many, many. You could use the Schussler original 12 tissue salts.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get at. Everyone listening, you can even go to the evil king of the world or queen of the world, whatever it is, and you can get your Highlands, you can get your Schusslers. What I wanted to ask you is, how do you feel about what the one they call Bioplasma, where they've taken all 12 of the original cell salts and they've put them in one? Are you cool with that?
Not really, because that's, you're going to miss the essence. If you just have a calcium issue, we want to put the spotlight on calcium instead of taking the 12. It's just like taking a machine gun approach when we could just come in with a single shot and just have more individuality of what the body really needs. So This is why we want to really kind of know what each mineral is doing, what each tissue salt is doing. So I don't like the 12, but if that's all you have and you're really restricted and that's the only thing you get, that will work. So I'm not completely against it. I just like more precision medicine of really isolate what does the body really need? Does it need the calcium family, the sodium family, the magnesium, the irons, or the silicas? So I always want to be able to know what each tissue salt has an affinity for. So I really, when you know the tissue salts, I see like 1, 2, 3, what the patient needs instead of just kind of nilly-willy take the 12. But again, I'm not completely against it because maybe that's all you have and that will work.
All right. So I want to dig in a little bit here so people get it. Again, if you get that book called The Salts of Salvation, go for the older versions of the book because there is a chart that folds out and it gives you these older ideas back when doctors as a whole were actually engaged in helping you before the Rockefellerization of medicine around 1920, 1930 in this country when they began to decimate homeopathy and all these things. The point I'm making is that chart correlates the human body with months of the year. It might be a little off, but nonetheless, and colors of the rainbow. And that's what I wanted to get at, doctor. So if someone was just going to get the bioplasma, I mean, that's way better than nothing at all, right? And
absolutely. By the way,
yeah, it's not that expensive, comparatively speaking. I think you can get a bottle of bioplasma for, I don't know, 10, 12 bucks, maybe something like that.
Right. It's not that expensive. It's just, I personally like more precision. So I don't want to just give you all 12 when maybe all you need is just the magnesium. So that's why we want to really know about. But let me just recommend a better, easier book because that George Carey's The Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation, that's a deep, deep read. But if yes. you just want to know about tissue salts, get the simple book. This is an easy book to read. It's called 12 Essential Minerals for Cellular Health by David Card. And I know David Card personally. I met him. He's out of Utah and he studied with the homeopathic, my teacher, Dr. Robin Murphy. So we come from the same lineage of teachers and he has a nutritional place in Utah. And he wrote this beautiful little book on how to use the tissue salts. And he's got like, if you have hemorrhoids or you have this or that, gastritis or whatever the illness, he'll tell you like what 3 or 4 tissue salts to kind of focus on for whatever disease symptom you have going on.
Is that independent of the zodiac, the sky clock?
It's independent of the zodiac, exactly.
Okay, so that would be a much more basic understanding. And to make the point, the book by Carey that I recommended is going to go hard on the sky clock. And I think he even goes hard to correlate Bible scriptures in, which is actually for people who want to do the studying, it shows you that there's deeper levels in the scripture than the surface story. But to get back to the point, the Schussler and the Highlands is available to a lot of people. Jason, you want to get anything in here?
When I was asking you before, doctor, did you notice anything in the hair testing that was different from when you first started to today with the vast majority of people?
Yeah, you know, we're finding children are going into burnout. Like I said, they should be in fast oxidation. A lot of children today are already in burnout. We see burnt out babies. So I'm taking hair samples of children, not even 9 months of age. I've had some hair samples, children 3, 4, and 5 already in burnout. So we see a 4-low pattern. A 4-low pattern is when calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium are below where all 4 of those minerals are below the ideal number. And so we're seeing children in a 4-low pattern. Typically, you see a 4-low pattern when you go into a nursing home. Most of the seniors in the nursing home are in a 4-low. That's the tunnel of death. That's a complete depleted pattern. But I'm seeing children in these patterns. But again, like I said, that's not a death sentence because with proper nutrition and detox and mineral balancing, we can reverse engineer that. And so that's why seeing these trends in the body and the hair analysis tells us about health trends better than any other test. It's the greatest screening test we have to tell us about our oxidation rate, to tell us about organ glands like your thyroid of your adrenals, tells us about energy and vitality levels, tells us about our carbohydrate tolerance level, tells us about our gut health. So there's so many things we glean from a hair analysis. So to answer your question, I think I partially answered it, but if I didn't, ask it again.
Well, I'm kind of curious if there's more of something that you're seeing overall or less of something that you're seeing overall. And I could think of several reasons why this might be the case.
Well, I'm seeing almost everyone has a copper dysregulation issue. Almost everyone has a low sodium-potassium ratio. Most of your adult population has excessive calcium, and that excessive calcium is setting the table for calcium deposition diseases. And so I am seeing these trends in the health analysis, in the hair analysis, that I didn't see as frequently 20 years ago when I started doing this, but I'm starting to see more toxicity, bad mineral patterns, bad mineral ratios. I'm seeing more of that today than I did even just 10 years ago.
And what do you think is the catalyst for any of the things that you're seeing?
Every disease is a toxicity and a deficiency. You know, behind all our chronic illnesses, we have to address the deficiencies and we got to address the toxicities. And if we don't deal with these toxicities, the heavy metals, the chemicals, when they talk about the forever chemicals, what's even worse than the forever chemicals? That's the metals. The metals last forever. That's why we name the great cycles of time after the metals, the Iron Age, the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, because they last forever. Lead can stay in your bones for 30 years. Lead represents Saturn. Saturn takes about 30 years to rotate around the sun. That lead can stay in the bone, displacing the calcium, displacing the zinc. And when the zinc and calcium are displaced, your physiology is going to pay a grave price for those deficiencies. So we got to deal with the toxicities and we got to deal with the deficiencies. It's at the root of mineral balancing to address deficiencies and toxicities.
Are you seeing anything that could be related to what is generally called chemtrailing?
Well, the aluminum, we're seeing aluminum all day long. You know, aluminum is probably the most common toxic metal we see. So aluminum is a big one, you know, so we're seeing that. That's going to, aluminum will displace your sodium and potassium. Aluminum will also be, I forgot exactly which other minerals it displaces, but I know it really affects sodium and potassium. And so aluminum, you're seeing this so frequently in children. You know, I'm seeing high aluminums in children, usually on the first hair analysis. And that aluminum, we know if it goes to the brain, that's going to be our senility diseases, our brain fogs and all the brain stuff. And this is where silica is great for helping to catch, to help cage up that aluminum in the intestines without going through the liver or the kidney. So silica is a great antagonist mineral to help mop up that aluminum. So aluminum is a trend that I'm seeing in the chemtrails. There's also beryllium, but we don't test for beryllium and barium, maybe. I forgot what else is in the chemtrails.
So before we get to the top of the first hour, I want to tell you a little story and I want to get your reaction to it, because to me, it sets the table for why we all have this problem. Jason brought up chemtrails, but even if we didn't have chemtrails, we are not out of the crosshair. The snipers are on us. So I'm in a grocery store and I see this person on an aisle and I notice they're taking their cell phone and they're scanning products. And I didn't think much of it. Well, as I kept shopping, I ended up being on the same aisle as the guy and he was scanning the barcodes. And I noticed as I walked by, there was like this red thing that said horrible or bad. You know, it said, this is not good. So I asked him, I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I got this app and you can scan the barcodes and it tells you how dangerous the food is. And I said, how dangerous the food is. So I started talking with him. He said that 90% of what he has scanned is from bad to horrible. And even the things that are listed as good are not necessarily that nutrition. But here's the kicker. When he gets onto the products that almost everyone uses, underarm deodorant, shampoos, all these things, even the foods, he was telling me, because it tells you what's in them and why they're listed bad on this app. I don't use apps and I thought about getting the app. But point is, almost all of them were known to create reproductive problems. And to make it worse, it lists that all these products, so many of them in this country, are banned in all these other countries. So the point I'm making is that when you go into a grocery store, the vast majority of that stuff is literally poison. Anyone can go look up the app and go get it and begin to learn. But when he started to show me how many of them had reproductive chemicals that were banned in Europe, and that company simply removed that product so they could sell in Europe. So what does that tell you? That we've been targeted. But I wanted to get your reaction to that, because that's really where all this starts, right? Our food doesn't have magnesium. Our food's got poison in it, basically. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been growing our food in NPK soil. So we left out the magnesium, the zinc. And when they dig up that NPK soil, it's loaded with cadmium. Cadmium will displace the zinc 1, 2, 3. And then all these products we're buying in the grocery store, there's a lot of xenoestrogens. These xenoestrogens are fake estrogens. They're imposters. They look like an estrogen, smell like an estrogen, but they're not estrogen. And so that keeps the total estrogens high. And as a result of the total estrogens staying high, then that's going to cause copper retention. Copper will antagonize the zinc. When the zinc goes low, you lose your reproductive capabilities. Like I said, sperm and prostate loaded with zinc. So you need that zinc. But if you're in a xenoestrogen world of that high copper, that's going to block the zinc. All these heavy metals, cadmium will displace 100 ions of zinc. Mercury will displace 1,000 ions of zinc. And then all these phytates and oxalates in the food will all irreversibly bind the zinc, will never even get absorbed. So if you don't have zinc, you're not going to be able to reproduce. That's why we see men are shooting blanks today. And men are shooting blanks. The sperm count has gone down 50% in the last 50 years. If it goes down another few points, you know, that's going to be your sixth level extinction process in our face. So we have to understand how to get these toxins out of us, how to get the minerals on board, how to deal with all these chemicals and xenoestrogens. And these metals are also like arsenic and copper and mercury. They're also xenoestrogens as well, because they keep that copper high. And that copper retention really becomes one of the most problematic things that I see in the hair analysis world.
It's crazy. You know, what we're talking about is maybe a thing that our grandparents didn't have to worry about at the same level because they had food that was healthy. We've had people come on that informed us about, I think it was Clive, told us about magnesium, which turned out I needed it desperately. I was getting arthritis and trigger finger. I was getting all these things. And when I took, and it went away so quick, but he pointed out that when the cancer rates started to rise, people started looking into it and they realized, hey man, why isn't this going on in India? And eventually they found, well, they've still got magnesium in their field. So their foods still have magnesium, and they began to draw the line. But where we are at this point is we're being targeted. There are planes flying over our heads, spraying things that are almost going to ensure that you lose your damn mind or die of cancers younger than you should have if you don't take action now. These apps, I urge everyone to go onto YouTube and look up someone in a grocery store using the app. Rose says the Yucca app is great. Y-U-K-A. Go look and start to get an idea of this isn't just bad for you. Someone has put targeted poisons that cause birth defects, that cause sterility. There's a targeting going on. And as Jason and I have covered, it is my point of view. And I'll ask you, Jason, do you agree with me? It is my point of view. I mean, staunch point of view that the world population has been falling since the 70s. What do you think, Jason?
I think that the replacement rate has been falling, but as far as the numbers, the official numbers say that we're higher than we've ever been before, but how much can you trust that?
Well, I guess I just don't accept any of it. What started to tip me on the reports was the Daniel Estlin work, but there was recently a report done. I don't know if you're aware of this, doctor. They did a report because of Covidius minimus, And they came up with, what were they calling them? Surplus death or extra death, 30 million worldwide. And you know those numbers are going to be low as low can be because nobody was doing the reporting. But if just since 2020, we've had 30 million surplus deaths, I'm just saying. But before we break for hour one, Doctor, it is my point of view that if you become aware and start to apply yourself, and nutrition is the foundation of this game we're playing, you don't have to be one of the victims here. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Every problem creates a solution, but we have to see how we're being so manipulated, the drip feeding of toxins from the womb to the tomb. Most of the toxins we inherit in utero, all the mothers, our mother's garbage got into us, and that's the first load of toxicity. And then we're going to be exposed to toxins through each phase of life. And when you think about the DNA auditing system, magnesium and zinc are the two all-stars. So when you look at cancer, we know that cancer has a lot to do with there's a gene called the P53 gene. The P53 gene is the most researched gene in all of cancer. Its nickname is the guardian of the genome, the apoptosis gene, the anti-cancer gene. But for that gene to work, it must have a zinc finger. The zinc finger allows this protein to fold into a three-dimensional shape. So then this enzyme, the P53 enzyme, can bind to the mutated strands of the DNA so it can read it, so it can either delete it or repair it or do something to the cell cycle. But without zinc, you lose the zinc finger. That zinc finger is absolutely paramount for that P53 enzyme for it to work. And they figured this out at the University of New Mexico, working with Navajo Nation, and they were trying to figure out why do the Native Americans lead the league in cancer and all these horrible diseases? Well, they knew that in the 40s and 50s, 60s, they were mining uranium for weapons of mass destruction. As they were mining the uranium, they dug up the arsenic, the lead, the mercury. And what they found out was these toxic metals displaced the zinc finger in the P53 enzyme, resulting in the high incidence of cancers among our Native Americans. Now, magnesium, when you think of ATP as that universal currency that drives everything, every time you eat proteins, fats, carbs, it's all going to be broken down to ATP. So you start with the carb. Carbohydrates is your glucose. Glucose is going to be broken down to ATP. That's about 22 steps. 12 out of those 22 steps require magnesium. And then for that ATP to actually work, it must have a magnesium ion bound to it, or that ATP, the universal currency, is useless. So this is why we got to have a better reverence for magnesium and zinc, because they truly are the DNA auditing system. And so that was a little long-winded. Sorry about that.
How is zinc? We got to wrap up here for hour one, but do you know off the top of your head how zinc is represented in the cell salts? Which one is it?
It's not in the original 12. You have to get a kit or you'd have to order it from Organics Apothecary, and you could get zinc chloride in potency. And that is probably the tissue salt I actually use the most, because children have a hard time taking zinc, but they can certainly take the zinc chloride in a 6X potency. And just having them on the zinc chloride as a tissue salt, I've seen their zinc numbers come up on the hair analysis without giving them crude doses of zinc.
I just wanted to, I actually found it. Biogena, actually, there's a few, and that's why I asked, because I didn't remember from the 12 that I'm familiar with. Anyhow, Doctor, we've got to wrap up for hour one. Doctor, do you want to mention where people can find you or your work before I wrap up hour one?
Back to Natural Health. You can find me there. And YouTube videos. I got plenty of stuff out there as well.
All right. These are important episodes because we are literally in the crosshairs of a sniper by psychopaths who have decided that they want a lot less people in the world. And the way they're going at it is almost, we're not guilty. Because if you're a stupid animal and you can't even take the time to take a look at what you're putting in your body, well, then you're getting what you deserve. I have an issue with that because, as an example, chemtrailing's not really within our power to stop. easily. And by the way, when you get to a grocery store where 90% of everything there is problematic, you can see how the tables have been tipped. But I mean, we're there. We're at the threshold. 10, 20 years from now, we're going to be in a very different world. And it reminds me of, I think it was Madonna wearing an X over her eye and wearing a corona on her head in 2019, singing about a lot of you aren't going to be here pretty soon. You didn't learn your lessons and all this nonsense, spewing black garbage from her mouth, from the people who are pushing this because they own the richest corporations in the world. And if you're still mistaken to think that your government is run by the people you supposedly elect, you are in the Twilight Zone. The richest among us, the corporations, are pulling the switches, as well as the industrial complexes with the military. With that, I'm going to wrap up hour one of episode 590. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. On the other side, I absolutely want to get into the planetary alignments with the metals. And I'll close with this idea. Before censorship became what it is now, where it's not just a thing, it's expected, in the scientific community for the longest time, you were not allowed to say transmute. Can you believe it? For the longest time, that changed recently. But that plays into what we're about to get into. We're going to take a short break. Hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode. Members get access to all the forums. They can create forums and threads, access to all the comments, and they can stream the two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, covering all my past telescope work. It has 10 awards in the world. It contains, I think, 5 lunar waves, maybe more than that, and the first discovery of the second sun, or the sun we don't see. Also, membership at crow777radio.com gets exclusive access to the solar work I'm doing now. I am hell-bent on proving that there is a second sun and displaying it in such a way that it can no longer be denied. With that, we're going to take a short break, and I hope to see you back for hour two. Logged in as a member, I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers. We'll be right back.
is the enemy of knowing.